Welcome to the Afir Mirushalmi, Shira's sponsor, and the schuss of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding up Sochim Dafim Zayin in the Oiz V'Odar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting four lines from the top of Amud Aleph are the two dots. Says Gemara Chaticha Zibal Toy, cutting the wort to the Korban Pesach, is you don't do that when Pesach falls on Shabbos. Says Gemara Tamat and Imelun do with here. V'choyzchim Yabel Les Bamigdosh. In Beis Hamigdosh, you could cut warts of a Kohen. Avoloi B'medina Na'aratzar Beis Hamigdosh. If you're using a vessel, if you're using a kli, then you can do it. So then we learn that you could cut the wort on Shabbos. And here by us, we say you can't cut the wort. What's the difference? So the Gemara brings a few answers. There the problem is, because kilkul paisos, as the Gemara explains, meaning they really did a raffle, and the coin was part of the raffle. Now, if you're going to come and say the kohen is pasul, so it's going to ruin it, you have to do it again. So that's what we are allowed to cut off the wort. Well, it depends which wort we're talking about. What we talk about the wort is already nifrach, which means it's already crumbling. So you can cut it. But as it's not crumbling, so you can't cut it. By us, we're talking about that it's moist, so you can't cut it. They were talking about dry, so you could cut it. There, as the Mishnah there says clearly, you can do it only with a hand. You can't use a kli for it. But I also talk with a kli, and that's where you can do it. Says the Gemara, we're using the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Asa de b'shim bin yakim, which is the answer that said moist and dry, kebar kapro. Reb Chanino, who differentiated between yad and kli, kebar yachana. What does it mean? Anybody who does a kilkul, ruins something is potter, except lighting a fire or making a wound. So there, even if you do a kilkul yuchayev, and we learn it from Pesukim. Bakapa says, even a kilkul gomer, there's no benefit at all. He doesn't need the blood when he does the chaburo. He doesn't need the eifer, he doesn't need the ashes when he does the fire. He's still chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it needs to be some kind of toilus, some kind of benefit. It's not going to be a full benefit from the wound or from the fire, but something you should get. He needs the blood, he needs the eifer, even though it's melacha shein tzuch legufo, you're still going to be chayav in these cases. So you may like, cutting a wort, what about a blemish that you're doing? Elamah, this one normally holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that says if you're doing a blemish, it has no toilus, has no benefit, then you're not chayav. And the only issue is using a kli, that you cannot do. But the previous answer, it says that when it's moist, you're not allowed to do it. He holds, like by Kappa, that whenever a person does a chabur, even though there's no tellus, even though there's no benefit, he's still chayav. So therefore, you can never take out a wort when it's moist. The Gemara brings a similar mahalach, v'acharav chaninu v'shabi yichron, kan lekan belocha, both talk about a moist wort, anon kemina, that's what we talk about. V'yishiyat tzorech ladam, the only issue is when you tzorech ladam, so in here you don't need the blood, so therefore the chiluk will be if you're doing beyad or you're doing bikli. Continues the Gemara brings, as the Mishnah said, that you're not allowed to bring him mechutz atchum. Ask the Gemara, why not? Have also chutz atchum, it's a shvus, it's only Yisro d'Rabbanan. Hadom esayah leho demar av yonis akumi yav chiyo rabo, v'yashiram shirin bar yoysi, bar lakunyo. This is the following memory you learn from here. Loikim atchum yishabes divar atoyo. He said, he told him, you get malchus when someone brings mechutz atchum. This is what do you mean? Any Yisur Shabbos has only skill and curse. How do you get to Loikim? You're saying that someone brings a chutz at home, he gets Malkus. What is your source? It's Tam Elocha and Shabbos, you have skill and curse. Continues the Gemara that Mezayin would base. Now, the we use here the Gius of Reb Chaim. That goes to the first of all, the Pasuk that refers to the Tchum. Shvui Shtachtov Al Yetzi Ish Bikoyim Vayim Hashvi. So the pasuk regarding tchum, it says al yetish v'kum yom shvi, which means a lav. It's a lav only. It's not a chorus and a skilo. It's a lav, and you get malchus. Says the Mara Amalei michtiv loy al ksiv. So it doesn't say loy. It says al. Al is not a lav. Amalei v'achtiv. When you talk about it, it says in the pasuk al tochlu menu mo. No. Regarding korei pesach, it says that you're not allowed to eat from it when it's raw, and that is a lav that you get malchus, as we're going to see later in the masechta. And Omer Lei Michtiv Loi Al Ksiv Ayit Says Al It Says Still Alav. So the Omer Abis Beboi Nafal Pichen Zomim Bishmosri Vidom Bishmosri. They didn't change their mind because of the questions. One holds it's Alav, one holds it's not Alav. One holds you get Malkas on Tchumim, one holds you do not get Malkas on Tchumim. Clears the Gemara now and brings Chatichas Yabal to Bekli Shvus. Meaning the Gemara understands, not like we said on Mud Aleph, that cutting a Yabelis on Shabbos, it's only a Shvus. And therefore the Gemara asks, why you say you can't cut a wart on Shabbos? The girso or Yisrael Bechanino is the only thing you can do is carry it and bring it to Chutzat Chum. But to cut the wart, that doesn't mention in our Mishnah according to this girso. Because he holds cutting a wart is not only a Shavuos. And with that, if you hold like the Bandarma that holds, the cutting a wart is a Sederaiso of Goises, of cutting from a live animal. So when we begin do sorbekli, i.e. loy sorbekli Shavuos. I mean, because he holds you could cut with a kli, that's why he does not go to the Mishnah. But if he would hold that cutting a wart is a Sederaiso, so he wouldn't mention it in the Mishnah. Didn't we learn regarding cutting nails that the only issue to cut nails is only when a person cuts for himself? If he cuts to somebody else, it's most, it's disgusting. So therefore, it's not a sederaiso. But here you're not cutting the wort for yourself, you're cutting a wort for the zevach. And if so, it's considered to be for somebody else. Why is it a sederaiso? It's different. It's my zevach. Which means the Zevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing is disgusting when you're dealing with the korban of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Mana Hazayo Shavuos. So ask your Mana. It says also you're not allowed to sprinkle on a person on Shabbos, when Pesach falls on Shabbos. But Hazayo, sprinkling blood is only a Shavuos. Ve'il Shavuos Hazayo Doichim. The Shavuos of Hazayo is pushing away korban Pesach not to do korban Pesach. Ve'il Einam Doichim. We learned in our Mishnah, these Shavuosim are not Doichim the korban Pesach. Meaning you still do the Shavuos to do the korban Pesach. What we're talking about in Mishnah is things have to do with the carbon itself. There's a wart in the carbon, so then we're coming to, or we're carrying the carbon, think about the carbon itself. So that you could do. But we talk about Hazoyo is not the Zevach, it's the Zeveach, meaning it's the person who's bringing the carbon. We don't allow that Shavuos. So Milsud of Zoyo Omar, he's Zevach, he's Zeveach. Rav Zoyo holds there's no difference. So if you say that Shavuos is allowed in the carbon, it should be allowed by the person as well. Why? Because Tanya Rabbi Rapazi the Rakaba Kamei of Zeiro, Rabbi Rapazi said in front of Zeiro, Timani Ach Kibera Blozum Rabbi Shua Tetshuvo Shazeb Zevach Vazeb Zivach. This refers to the next Mishnah that Rabbi Shua said something to Rabbi Blozer. Rabbi Blozer could have answered. There's a big difference between the raya that you want to bring to me, Zeb Zivach, Zeb Zevach. Depends on talking about the korban and the person. Don't bring me a raya from one to another. Omer Lei Barkapa Toma Rabbi Blozer Omer Lei Toma. Meaning you have the question because you're not comparing a Zevach to a Zevach. But the apostle doesn't say the difference. He understands the same thing as Zevach and Zevach. So we see from here that the Chiluk the Gemara just said that you only doiche Shavuos of the Zevach and not of the Zevach, that answer of Zeoira does not agree to. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Zayin.